Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What are 7 tips for first-time managers? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. Welcome to the show. It's Monday. It is time for Manager Tips, Tools, and Rules. Today is part 3, the final show, on how to make the transition from individual contributor to first-time manager. And it's a short show filled with quick tips. But first, friends, you know I'm on a mission to spark intentional leadership in 100 million people in 10 years. One of the ways we're going to do that is by offering free leadership and management training to anyone, everywhere, at any time. Just visit leadx.org. So let's dive into today's episode. Going from individual contributor to manager is possibly the most difficult career transition you're ever going to make. So keep these tips in mind to make sure you get off to a fast start. Tip number 1, remember, managers are accountable for 2 things, the output of the team and the development and retention of the people on the team. Tip number 2, not only do you not want to be working on too many things yourself, you don't want to be doing other people's work for them in the form of micromanagement. Remember the phrase, delegate, don't do. Tip 3, don't be so quick to solve everyone's problems. People grow from mistakes, and if the culture is that everything needs to run through you, then you'll be a bottleneck. Be more like a good coach or teacher. Be more like Yoda and less like Superman. Tip number 4, don't vent down. As an individual contributor, I'm sure you complained occasionally to your peers about decisions from up above or when you had a bad day. You can't do that anymore. As a manager, your first team is your organization as a whole. Your first loyalty is to your boss and to senior leadership. Tip 5, you don't want to rush to judgment, but it's important that you get to know your team members, both to individualize how you motivate them, how you manage them, but also to uncover any toxic employees. These aren't employees who just need additional feedback or coaching. Toxic employees are the ones who are negative all the time and can't be saved. Tip 6, as a new manager, you might feel the pressure to look strong, confident, knowledgeable, so that way everybody will respect you. But instead, you just need to be authentic. Authenticity builds trust. If you don't know something, just say you don't know. Finally, the 7th tip, which comes from former Campbell Soup CEO, Doug Conant, who's now the founder of Conant Leadership. Perhaps this is the best leadership advice of all time. Be tough on standards and tender-hearted on people.